Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. In this episode, we're going to be talking about where our club is going because of the COVID and a few other things as well.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
I love them a lot.
First of all, we've only just got back to training up at the hall in St. Albans, and it's quite a off-putting event that we now can have no more gatherings with six people or over from Monday. So Sunday, when we're at the club, we're going to have to talk about it seriously, about what we're going to do. Maybe we can do or have the students come every other week and split them up so that when they come, they get their training the week after, another lot get their training, then the week after the first lot come back, get their training. So it's something that we're going to think about. Although we do train in a very, very isolated area where there's no access for the public from the outside. So we've been training together, so we might just keep it the way it is. So over the last few weeks, we've been concentrating on long weapons and short weapons and unarmed. So we've been looking at the quarterstaff, the 8 and 9 foot quarterstaffs, the billhook, the spear, long and short spear. And we've been going on with this, trying to push it forward so that the skills of the students get up and up and up. But so my dream is to have every single one of my students turn out better than I am, more skillful, everything. And that shows the success of a good teacher, that you've actually allowed your students to learn everything you know, and the training, the ways they train, help them become as good or if not better than the teacher. Strictly training, no talking in the gym about politics, no talking in the gym about anything apart from training. Absolutely nothing. And with the unarmed, we've been concentrating on power strikes, fitness, and groundwork, grappling, as well as takedowns, so that all our students are well-versed, well-rounded fighters, so they can fight at almost any range. They can fight standing up. They can fight on the ground. So a well-rounded martial education is good for the teachers and good for the students, so that you know you're covering all ranges, all of the time. We're investing in more and more equipment. We've got some really good mats now so we can grapple on the floor. We've got good training, weight training stuff. We've got good stuff to help maintain a good cardiovascular system. So we're well on the way to becoming as modern as we are at old. But I must say one more thing. We've been saying it on the website, as well as the groups on Facebook, that every one of our students needs to get themselves a certain amount of gear. And there is a gear list up on our Facebook stuff. And I would really, really argue that you should get yourself a beta sword, preferably from Armor Class, who, in my opinion, do the best work. And their swords are just amazing. So get yourself a really good beta, a really nice buckler, a really nice dagger, a beta dagger, and some really good safety equipment, such as masks, gloves, something to protect your shins, a box, a gum shield, and, you know, all the kind of necessary stuff you need when you go into a martial arts gym, because you know you're either going to be hit with a bare fist or a weapon. Now, I've been really ill over the last few months from my kidney illness, and I haven't been training as much as I should, but I've still been going in. And it was the first week last week that everything was back to normal near enough, and I was able to get stuck in again. So anybody who wants to come and train with us, no matter what your problem, we can accommodate for you. And also, if you live far away and you can only come, say, once a month, once every 2 months, once every 4 months, we can train you and give you enough stuff to take back with you so that you can train before the next time you attend in 4 months later, you show us what you've done and we give you more to take away with you. Now, there's always that option if you can't attend weekly or monthly classes. And it is a good option because you still get to train in the arts that you want to, but you get time to take the stuff away with you and practice. Now, if you're going to do that, bring notebooks with you, maybe even bring a camera or use your phone to record what you're doing so that when you get back to your training space, you can look at it and read it or watch it back, and then you can continue to train as you was at the club with us. Also, all the little bits of supplemental training as well, like hardening your hands and arms, developing power by using the correct body mechanics, developing speed, developing your footwork. And you can film all that while you're training with us. Take it back to where you train and carry on with those as well, which will help. Also, we'll do the grappling as well. And you can take it back and maybe you have friends or someone who will help you work out the best way for you to do what you were doing with us. Because you have to personalize everything to yourself. So there is that opportunity to train with us, take stuff away and continue to train, even if you can't come to the club weekly. But for those who are coming weekly, you will still get exactly the same. But obviously it will be on a different level because you're training all the time. And we've made a billhook. We made it from plywood and it works brilliantly. It has the concave axe, the spear point, the hook, everything. Really, really nice. That's about an 8-footer. But we also invested in a polypropylene English billhead. And it was really nice. Not worth what you paid for it. Not worth even half of what you paid for it. But we got one anyway. And we're going to mount that and use that so we'll have more bills than we did ever have before. Also, spears and spearheads. We've got enough of them now. Quarter staffs. We may need a few more, but we've still got quite a few of them. Cudgels, swords. We've got a couple of club beaters that you can try out. And then obviously invest in your own if you feel you're going to carry on with the art. We've got thresholds that you can use. We've got nearly everything, really, that the English yeomanry or peasantry would use to fight with. Swords and bucklers, swords and daggers, men-at-arms weapons, and so much more. And also loads of gloves, head shields, body protection for your unarmed. You have to obviously supply your own gum shield. You can't put someone else's in your mouth. It's disgusting. And that's one thing you really should invest in, a really good gum shield and a really good cup. And one of our major aspects as well is the four-point system, which we call 4 points, because we teach that system as a modern-day self-protection, self-defense, system of self-defense, obviously. And we teach modern weapons, how to use pens and pencils and all kinds of things like that, unarmed, grappling, all kinds of chokes, strangles, locks, fist work, knees, kicks, everything really. Complete and utter all-round self-defense system. And it's called the 4-point. So if you're interested just in modern-day self-defense and you just want to learn the 4-point, go for it because we can teach you that. But remember, everything in the 4-point comes from everywhere. It has major influences from the English system, and it has influences from catch wrestling. It has influences from all manner of systems that you will encounter and put all together so that you can change very quickly from one range to another and really, really overcome your opponent. So if you're only interested in modern self-defense, modern weapons, etc., the 4-point system is for you. So if any of these systems interest you, just get in touch with us through our website and or through our Facebook page, the English Martial Arts, and we'll contact you and let you know what's going on. Okay, so moving on from what we actually offer to Okay, that's it for this short episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And hopefully you'll tune in next time and we'll have a episode all about the martial arts sessions we're going to be having on a Sunday. And there will be blow, blow, blow explanations of what we're doing and why we're doing it. So thank you very much for tuning in.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.